Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're gonna be looking at product development. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun one.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, so we've got this really interesting article here,
Okay.
and a lot of times when people talk about product development, they kind of focus on just like, having like a cool idea,
All
right?
right.
But this piece really dives into like the whole process, all the nuts and bolts of what it actually takes to like bring a product to life.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear about that.
Yeah, and one of the coolest things that I found in here was this thing called the Feature Fiesta Framework.
Feature Fiesta.
The Feature Fiesta. Have you ever heard of this?
I can't say that I have.
Okay, well, it's really interesting. It's basically like this way of categorizing features and helping you decide what's really important.
Oh, that's interesting. Because, I think a lot of times with product development, you can get so caught up in all the different ideas and possibilities that you kind of lose sight of what really matters.
Exactly.
So a framework like that could be really helpful.
Yeah, and the piece actually starts off with this really great analogy.
Okay.
It compares product development to like riding a roller coaster.
A roller
Yeah,
coaster.
have you ever thought about it like
I mean, I can kind of see it, right? There's a lot of ups and downs. You have those moments of exhilaration when you're like, yes, we finally figured it out. And then, you hit a roadblock and it's like, oh no, what now?
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy.
It really is.
I feel like I'm constantly on that roller coaster. Like
Yeah.
one minute I'm like so excited about a new project, and then the next minute I'm like, wait, how are we going to actually make this happen?
Right. There's always that moment of, okay, now we have to actually build this thing.
Exactly.
And that's where the real work begins.
But you know what? The article also makes a really good point about how, it's not a solo ride.
No, definitely not.
You need like a whole team of people
Absolutely, you need
with different skills to really make it work.
like a pit crew
Yeah,
almost.
exactly. You need.
You need your designers, your engineers, your marketing people, your business strategists. Everyone has to be working together.
It's like building a house, You need the architects,
Yeah.
the contractors,
Electricians.
the plumbers.
Yeah.
Everyone has to be on the same page.
And if one piece is missing, the whole thing falls apart.
Oh, definitely.
You can't have a house without plumbing, right?
No, I
Or
get.
electricity, for that matter.
Yeah.
It's all
But
connected.
even with the best team, there's always those like, unexpected things that pop up, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's part of the fun, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not very fun.
Well, I think it's about embracing the unexpected, right? You have to be adaptable. You have to be able to pivot when things change.
So you're saying like we need to be flexible.
Exactly. You got to be like a ninja,
Ninja.
Yeah, ready to dodge whatever comes your way.
Okay, I like that analogy.
And that's actually where this Feature Fiesta framework comes in.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So it's all about, making sense of the chaos
Yeah.
and figuring out what really matters. And it does that by breaking down features into five different types.
Okay, so like what are the types?
Okay, so the first one, type A, these are like your cornerstones.
Cornerstones.
Yeah, the absolute essentials, the things your product can't exist without.
Okay, so those are like non-negotiable.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And then you have type B, the pathfinder.
Half
These
again.
are the features that kind of guide the overall direction of your product, even if they weren't part of, the initial problem you set out to solve.
Interesting.
So, for example, imagine you're building a social media platform. A Pathfinder feature might be something like a really robust privacy system or a content moderation strategy.
So it's more about like
Yeah.
thinking long term,
Exactly.
making sure that the platform is like
If.
sustainable and ethical.
Exactly. It's about setting the right foundation for the
Oh,
future.
I see. I see.
Okay, then you have type C, the
It's
chameleon.
Julian's. Okay.
These are the features that are adaptable. They can kind of blend in and cater to different
But
situations.
like, what would be an example of that?
Let's see, like language settings in an app.
Oh, yeah.
So users can personalize their experience. They're not always essential, but they can make a big difference in user satisfaction.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, then we have type D, the cherries.
The cherries.
Yeah, these are the fun ones.
The fun
The
ones.
delightful extras, the sprinkles on top.
Ooh, tell me more about those.
Okay, so think about things like personalized recommendations on a streaming service,
Oh, yeah, I love that.
or like a hidden Easter egg feature that
Yeah.
delights users.
Yeah, those are always fun to discover.
Exactly. They add a little bit of magic to the experience.
Okay, so we've got the essentials,
Yeah.
we've got the long-term thinkers, we've got the adaptable ones, and we've got the fun ones. What else is there?
Well, we can't forget about the Guardians Type E.
Guardians? Okay, what are those all about?
These are the features that are all about safety, security, compliance.
Oh, right, the important stuff.
Exactly.
The stuff we don't always think about, but we really
should. Exactly, they might not be flashy, but they're essential.
Yeah, like data encryption in a banking app.
Perfect example.
Or age verification features on a social media platform.
Right, those are the things that keep users safe and ensure that your product is meeting all the necessary regulations.
So I'm seeing how this feature Fiesta framework can really help you, like make sense of all the different features and prioritize them.
Absolutely. It's like having a shared language for everyone on the team.
So that everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. It's about making sure that you're all dancing to the same tune.
But how do you know?
Yeah.
You know, when to stop adding features?
That's a great question. And it's important to remember that the feature Fiesta isn't about throwing in everything but the kitchen sink. It's about having those crucial conversations and making informed decisions. Do we really need this feature? Is it a cornerstone, a pathfinder, a cherry, or something else entirely?
So it's more like a guiding principle than a rigid rule book.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's a tool to help you. Think strategically about product development and make sure you're building something truly valuable.
I really like that because product development can be so overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
But all the different ideas and challenges and decisions.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is.
But I think the key takeaways here are, you know, embrace adaptability, build a strong team, and use frameworks like the Feature Fiesta to guide your choices. And if you can do that, then you can navigate the complexities of product development and create products that truly make a difference.
Well said. And remember, the Feature Fiesta isn't just about categorizing features.
No, it's about so much more than that.
It's about fostering a culture of
open
communication, thoughtful planning, and a shared commitment, building something extraordinary.
Absolutely.
And maybe even having a little fun along the way.
I know, definitely. I mean, it's a fiesta after all.
Exactly. So what do you think? How can you apply the Feature Fiesta framework to your own projects? What kind of fiesta can you create? Food for thought. Until next time.